Blog Talk Radio.
We've been on a bunch of dates, I waged a bait that creation, hate that state of forced introspection. We traded what we talked and said, you fingered me a little bit, but we never really had a connection. You did nothing wrong, I have no excuse, just my intuition telling me we shouldn't reproduce. I know I have to end it, but pretend to just suspend it by contending that I'm busy all week. Let the foregone linger on, except with an emoticon, to draw from you by being oblique. Inside I know my tactics, just delay it, but I'll do anything so I don't have to say it. I'll draw this out forever like it's Vietnam, then one day I'll be gone like Bambi's mom. Aww. Cause there's the right thing to do, then there's what I'm gonna do. There's so much I should say, but instead, I do the fadeaway. The polio virus after Jonas Salk, a Jewish guy in Arby's on Yom Kippur,
the Whig Party post Millard Fillmore,
the erection of a man on antidepressants, the cast of different strokes after adolescence, reproductive rights blow to Mason Dixon,
Native Americans after the barter system,
your thyroid gland after Hashimoto, family in the back to the future photo. Yeah, I'll fade away. We say that men are assholes who don't communicate. We revel in our victimhood and amplify our hate. We find ways to be indignant like it's a sport. And dissect their malignance with the views we distort. The way men break up may be sloppy and terse. What they do is bad, but what we do is worse. We pretend to ourselves it's a nice thing to do. To let you down gently by just not fucking telling you. And deep down we know it's the worst way to play it. But we are what we have. Huge pussies. And women are hypocrites, especially ones in comedy bands. We see your faults, but not our own. Then we wonder why we're all alone. We fill you up with maybes, excuses, and stalls, but like a baby in China, it's better to have balls. Not the good wife type like Christine Baranski, so I'll pull out and leave like I'm Roman Polanski. Aww. Cause there's the right thing to do. Then there's what I'm gonna do. There's so much I should say, but instead, I do the fadeaway. Like purple tint fading into Kaiser Soze.
The rights in Arizona for a guy named Jose.
Opportunities for a college grad.
The love between your mom and dad.
Gonna peter out like a gay Zatara. Iranian relations since the Reagan era. Last Nike sneakers after passing skate.
Summer camp attendance at Penn State.
The name Adolf after World War II. Like Debbie Gibson's pop career, I am a blue. Yeah, I fade away. Cause I don't wanna get to know you. I just want to blow you off.
All right, hey, here we are. This is the special Monday night edition of Nothing to Lose. That's right, nothing to fucking lose. On a Monday night, you know, we don't have Monday night football anymore, then what the fuck are we going to do on a goddamn Monday night, right? Right? You know, Jesus, you know, we're already coming up to the Super Bowl here. The AFC and NFC championship just happened yesterday. And goddamn, what are we going to do on a Monday night besides, you know, have some fun and just, you know, have nothing to lose, which is sponsored by the Literary Underground, Zygote My Coffee, and the preferred drink of most poets everywhere, Poetry Grenades, which is 50% Diet Pepsi and 50% vodka. So, with no further ado here, I'm going to bring on my co-host here, Mr. Michael D. Gosinski. Mr. Michael Gosinski, you there, man?
I'm here. I don't know how you're seeing sponsored by Literary Underground and all that. I'm seeing neon and shit on my page. I've got ads everywhere sponsored by neon, sponsored by Redbox, you name it.
Well, hell, here we are. Fucking Monday night. No football. No football or anything. So what are we going to do? We're going to have some fun tonight, right? Hell yeah. So, I have to say, Garfunkel and Oates, the opening song there, I owe it to you, Mr. Gosinski. You introduced me to their genius. Yeah. I mean, they are talented, and not only they're talented, but you know they're cute on top of that, which is always a plus, right?
Yeah, well, you know, you can really always get too. I happen to be okay.
You know what, Gosinski? You need to get on a different phone, buddy, because you sound all like a robot and stuff, and you keep breaking up. You sound like yip 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 yip. Do you have a different phone, a better phone?
Here we
are. You still sound like a robot breaking up. Do you have a better phone or something? Or I don't know. You're not coming in clear, dude. All right. So I'm going to move forward with this. I mean, this is a special Monday night edition of Nothing to Lose, sponsored by Kellogg's. No, not really. It's not really sponsored by Kellogg's or Pop-Tarts. So anyhow, hello. I have another caller on here, and I think it's my other special co-host here tonight, Miss Michelle McDonald. Are you there?
Hello.
Why is everybody sounding all like weird and broken up?
Is it broken?
You know, nobody's coming in clear to me. Is it just me or? Hello? Hello?
Are you having technical difficulties?
You know, everyone I'm talking to sounds like a robot on my phone. Do I sound like a robot?
No.
Okay, huh. That's kind of weird. I'm getting a little scared here. All right. Seriously. Oh, shit. Talk to me a little more, Michelle. Just maybe it's my phone. Just say anything.
Hello?
Okay. Well, Jesus Christ. All right. Hello, Michelle. All right. So I've got an unknown caller and some other people here. Let's see if I can hear them better. Everyone is sounding like broken up robots to me. I don't know if it's the show itself or my phone. Here, I think I'm about to bring on... This is our other special co-host for the night, Michelle Quinn. Michelle Quinn from the Chicago area. Michelle.
Hi there.
Hello?
Yep. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay.
Hello,
yeah, I can hear
me.
You.
Okay.
Okay. All right. You know, everybody is, maybe my phone's messed up. Holy crap. I don't know. Maybe I should switch phones too myself. I don't know.
No, you don't sound like a robot.
Okay. All right. Then I guess my phone's messed up. Wow. Maybe I should switch. Shoot. I don't know how to do this real quick. I'm going to try to call back in on a different phone, everybody. I apologize for this, but I think my phone's messing up really bad.
All right. So we should hang up and call you back? Okay.
Just everyone else stay online. I'm going to be right back. Ah, jeez. Thank you. Oh, well, fuck it. Hello, everybody. Hello, caller, unknown caller. Are you still there? Can anybody hear me?
It's like you're all alone, you know.
Something's going on here. I can. Who am I talking to here?
Who's this? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. Yeah, all the other callers, I could not hear fine at all. This is Brian W.J., the host.
I called back. This is Kaczynski.
Oh, no.
I'm on a different phone. You can't recognize it or what?
Your voice sounded different. No, okay, good. All right. Shit. Fucking.
Right.
Okay.
Can you hear me? I'm not a robot.
No, everybody was cutting out and like sounded like robots there for a little bit. I don't know what was going on, but you know what? Can you hear me fine?
Maybe. Yeah, I can hear you just fine.
All right, excellent. I can hear you just fine too. So here we go. How about that? Okay. Fucking A, Jesus Christ! Fucking technology above my head. You know, I'm. You know, I have to admit, I'm a total tech tard.
I'm gonna have to go to the literary underground page and see if there's an ad for a cell phone service or something, a provider that isn't robotic.
Did you actually switch phones or
yeah,
call back?
I called back in a different phone. Yeah, I completely switched phones.
Okay, yeah, I hear you perfectly fine now. So I'm not totally retarded here. Okay, gosh darn it. Let's move forward. Jesus Christ. Okay, so we were, touching upon, the Super Bowl, the AFC, NFC Championship, and all that good stuff. And, I find it kind of interesting that the 49ers and the Ravens are going at it, and it's brother against brother.
Yes, the Brother Bowl.
Yeah, it's almost like a civil war in a way. East Coast, West Coast, you know. And I find that very interesting. I really do. And, I have to admit, I'm overjoyed that the New England Patriots didn't make it. I'm so tired of seeing the New England Patriots in the Super Bowl every year. But
I'm actually wearing a Patriots sweatshirt right now.
Really?
Yes. There's one that hangs in the closet and collects dust and mothballs and stuff,
uh-huh.
You know.
Well, you know what? It doesn't matter what the team is. So long as it looks sexy. I mean, does it make you look sexy? Do you feel hot in it?
No. My beard makes me look sexy.
God. That's funny you mention your beard because I was just talking to my wife the other night about your beard. Like, I'm trying to grow mine out too, man. And and it's like, wow, look at that beard Kaczynski has going, man. I wish I could do that. It just looks like I'm growing moss off the side of my face.
Hey, you know what? At first, it looks like shit, dude. It looks horrible.
Yeah.
You're walking, you look like a pedophile walking the streets. Kids scream, they run, but eventually it starts to take a little bit of shape and form. And
right.
So.
All right. So we kind of got on the subject of, catfishing. Catfishing I find very intriguing. It's become like this new, hotbed with the media and everything, especially with what's the guy's name, the Teo guy from Notre Dame and all that. I think it's brought it to the forefront and everything. And we're going to bring on
Michelle Flynn. You got to explain what catfishing is for people who don't know what it is.
Oh, yeah, we should define
yeah,
what...
Yeah, because people are thinking we're sitting out by the river, at night with,
chicken
or something in camo.
In camo. Well, I'm always in camo, dude. You know that. You know me, but...
Yes, the erector shorts.
Yes, the camo erector shorts. But, yeah, let's bring on Michelle Quinn here because, she's from the whole, Notre Dame area there, Chicago, Indiana, and all that. Let's just define what catfishing is. I guess it's this new thing. I mean, I think it caught on because there was a documentary, I think, about, what, 3 years ago. And it was all about some guy meeting a girl on Facebook or something like that, and it was documented. And somehow it just it evolved from there, and there's, like, some sort of, reality show or something on MTV that kind of picked it up, too. And it became, this, like, name or slang or lingo for, I don't know, when you create a fake profile, right? You know, you create a fake profile, like, on Facebook or Twitter or whatever, and, I don't know, try to seduce someone or entice them or, you know what I mean? And, you know, you see that shit going on all the time. I find it kind of intriguing, and especially since it's become such a huge subject on, I mean, they're talking about it on CNN, NFL Network, everywhere for like a week there because of this Teo guy from Notre Dame, with his fake girlfriend.
Dallas Stars. Do you see what the Dallas Stars did last night? I think it was last night. They showed on their big Jumbotron a picture of an empty seat, and they said, "We'd like to welcome Teo's girlfriend to the game."
That's harsh. That's harsh. That's really harsh. Oh shit! All right, so I'm gonna bring on Michelle Quinn here, who might have something to add to all this craziness regarding catfishing or whatnot. Let's see if we can hear her. Michelle Quinn, are you there?
I'm here. I'm here.
Excellent. Okay. Sorry about the mishap earlier.
No.
Phones were messing up
and
everything.
It's all right. So, anyway, what do we want to talk about? Catfishing. That's like, isn't that like any other dating site in the world? I mean, people make stuff all the time. I don't know. I'm sorry that I will hear. Direct me, Brian, please. I'm nervous.
No. Well, what's your whole perspective on this Teo guy? He was up for the I don't know. I mean, he's a big name. He's going to go into the NFL next, this draft coming up and all that. This Teo guy from Notre Dame, and this whole like weird scandal thing that blew up. I mean, is it even really a scandal? I mean, it's just kind of weird.
It is weird, but I can talk from the reporter's side of it. This happened, September when, his grandmother died, and then the girlfriend allegedly dies, correct?
Six hours later, right? Yeah.
Right. So, as a reporter, when you're trying to talk to someone like that, it's tough to do. And I've seen, some of the other reporters, I can't remember if it was ESPN or the South Bend Trib, that said, how are you supposed to ask a guy who's grieving? And we definitely know that his grandmother passes. So how do you ask them, okay, do you really have a girlfriend? Prove to us that you have a girlfriend. if you were a person that just lost someone, would you want to hear that from a reporter? What is the correct way to do that? So, in a way, I can see the point that, okay, you really don't want to push them. That being said, I don't understand how any of the reporters prior to the Deadspin article where this guy, didn't they say that she was there or that, how did nobody have proof of her except off of Twitter? That's what I kind of don't understand. I mean, but I'm also not a sports reporter, so, I'm not. I probably should have clarified that.
To me, this isn't so much a sports thing as it is a social media, social networking thing. I think that exploded. Mm-hmm. And, that's another subject. Social media has become so huge.
Mm-hmm.
So huge, I think, in every aspect of our lives, And it's obvious, you turn on the TV, what are they talking about? They're talking about, or even your radio, they're talking about Twitter this,
right?
Or Facebook this, and this whole
It's gotten so bad with social media that it's actually shaping what people truly believe is
reality.
It is. Yep.
Yes, absolutely.
95% of the memes that you see come through, if you actually look them up, they're complete false crap. They're not true. But people spread them, and I see, you know, half my friends will spread the same ones, and they're based on nothing. But people begin to believe them because they see it on social media, especially Facebook. Ugh.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. And I find it, you know, I mean, where do we go from here? I mean, it's like the wild, wild west right now because of all this technology we have. I can't even keep up with this technology, I got to be honest. You know, I can barely navigate freaking Facebook. And I just find it, I'm not even joking, you guys laugh, but I'm not joking. I find it amazing, you know, that how things spread like that. And I think a lot of people have got to the point where they look at, you know, social media for news. It's like half the time I see headlines on Facebook or Twitter or whatever before I do, like on, you know, Yahoo or CNN or anything. It's like, what? Who died? This celebrity died, or this is going on? What's going on? Do you know what I mean?
You hear the story of, I'm sure, I don't know if you remember, but Amanda Todd, it just happened not too long ago.
Right.
You know, the girl who, you know, killed herself,
right.
This whole video with the cards, you remember that, Brian?
Oh, yeah.
You know, some dude, you know, basically, you know, pushed her over the edge. He was stalking her through social media and texting, and it's,
yeah, it's bizarre, and you know, I mean, and just the way this whole, I mean, the way, who cares, you know, I mean, well, here's the thing. This Hoteo guy, you know, from Notre Dame, whatever. Yeah, you know, he was up for the Heisman, blah, blah, blah. Big star football player for Notre Dame and is going to go into the NFL this April, you know, in the draft. You know, but so who cares if he had a fake girlfriend or whatever? And why did that become such big news? You know, why?
He had a girlfriend or that he had a fake girlfriend?
Nobody really knows. Who knows? Was it fake? Was it real? That's the thing. It blew up in the media.
I think it's been established it's fake.
Okay. Well,
it was definitely a fake girlfriend.
Okay. Well, that's the thing. Why did the media jump on this? You know, it's just crazy.
It's all about money. The media is in it to make a profit. It's all about money. Right now, that's the story. Everyone, you know, it's trending.
Okay.
Well, I think we should all
get our minds together and concoct some sort of fun, fake Facebook/Twitter media thing so we can all profit from it. I mean, what do you think? God damn it.
Something.
But, the Mandy Teo thing, is it more, you know, now that the news has gotten onto it, is it more about the fact that the media fucked it up, or is it because this guy really had a fake girlfriend?
I think it's a little bit of both. A little bit of both.
Okay.
To be honest.
Sure.
Great. So, all right. You know, I guess let's move forward with the show. Everyone's like sounding okay to me. No more robot sounding sounds. And I apologize for that earlier. I have no idea why that was going on. But all right. It looks like we have someone who's on hold here. Maybe we can do some. Oh, I don't know. Some poetry reading, or let this person come on and see, let's see who it is. Let's see. All right. 505. Hello, 505. Area code. You're on.
Hey, Vato. What's happening? Is this where I come to get the food stamps? Oh, hey. No.
Who is that?
Simon. ¿Qué pasó, Vato?
What's up, ese?
¿Qué pasó, mi amigo?
You got something to say, man? You got something serious
to say? Hey, puppet, I was going to tell you once. The other day when you were over at my pad, you left your angel dust in the floor. And I smoked that shit, huh?
His anal dust.
My
right,
anal dust,
anal
yeah.
The anal caps, Holmes. That's some jail shit right there, I say.
Yeah, you know, I say. You know, I have a way of leaving anal dust everywhere I go because, you know, my shorts are always really, really dirty. And It doesn't matter
how
much
I wipe.
Hey, I'm
not talking about angel dust, Holmes. I'm talking about anal caps, Holmes. That's right. We smoke that shit in the 505, Holmes. We hard out here. We don't play.
No shit. 505 is super hardcore.
Who is this?
So, 505, you want to give us a name so we don't have to call you 505, is it?
Hey, I just want to say that my homies, you know, my homies, they call me Lucia. Because whenever I come to town, you know what I'm saying, like all the ladies, they like to call me Saint. You know what I'm saying? I smoke the anal caps and they call me a saint, yo.
Anal caps, huh?
Anal caps, Holmes. God, no.
God damn
no,
it.
I want to read a poem, essay. I want to read a poem.
Fucking A. Read us a poem. Read it. Right. With your heart.
All right. This is coming straight from my heart. And from the 505. Straight
right.
from my heart.
We're listening, man.
Hey, Simon. I can't find my anal caps, Holmes.
Get your shit together, S.A., and read
okay,
your goddamn
okay.
poem.
I got it, S.A. All right. Archie P. Kane's ghost is still riding with us in the heated beige leather seats of a Chrysler 300 on our way to 35,000 square feet of comic books and laughing about how real Dan Jorkakis can really get when it comes to matters held in equal esteem by the Panthers and the Lorcas. While the Greeks and the Joneses and the Sitting Bulls share in regards to both the spectacle and mockery of establishment, the real powder keg of revolt, Archie says, lies in transcendental realism. That we know all too well the history of oppression and white noise, that the barriers, at least we can look it up, and we could dream of the world on file, but only in the dense places, and we laugh the languid tongues of the Quislings, the social state, belches gas into the cab, and the seats are switched off. Our ingenuity outlasts the cold, says Archie, and he loses touch when he's sucked back into the vents. And that's it.
No, you never say that's it. You always say end fucking
poem.
Hey, Simone!
Hey, that's, you know, when you did some trickery there when you read, your accent went away. It was like,
I had to put the anal caps out, you know what I'm saying?
It was like Ozzy Osbourne. When he sings, you can understand him, but when he talks, you know.
Exactly. It wasn't Ozzy Osbourne switcheroo. It's like Ozzy Osbourne sings, he sounds American. But when
Ozzy was here just last week. Ozzy was here just last week, and me and him got high on bat anal caps. Sit back, and we wrote poems about Brian Fugee and Zygo, my coffee. And then this fucker.
You read about the eclair he has in the back of his underwear.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
What is up with white boys and chocolate eclairs and underwear? What is up with that, hey?
Gotta get our jollies somehow. The Hershey Highway.
That's the thing. Us white boys, we got hairy assholes. It's so hard to wipe. We try to wipe and wipe and wipe. We can wipe for hours. Also, I'm like...
Yeah.
Hours, and we still leave all kinds of tread marks on our whitey tidies.
You're whitey tidies.
What are you trying to say, Brian? That your dingleberries are back there playing Tarzan, swinging on the vines?
Yeah, I got big dingleberries, man.
can I read one more poem before I go smoke some anal caps?
Absolutely. Read, man.
Okay, this is my last one, essay. And this one is for all my homies up there, you know what I'm saying, in the 505. All you fools locked down or locked out. 30,000 ways to call yourself a robot but never admit that you're wrong. With 30,000 hot breaths, I've already taken a hammer to the veins before the vapid and all-clarifying notion has slipped down the copper tubing of Archie P. Kane's wired robot body. It's a dance of analog contortions between what the robot represents and resists. When Archie P. Kane first bought the blueprints, he pointed to a hole in the mainframe, called it a pinnacle flaw and said I reminded him of a favorite pet he had stuffed and placed on the TV. The robot became an actor. He had two starring roles in high-def 3D pictures. His career was built around method acting, and it spun out when the characterization of the robot was no longer Archie P. Kane, but a characterization of the robot. Archie P. Kane pointed to the blueprint's pinnacle hole, told me I should learn to bark or howl or moo or chirp, but never, if at all possible, be analog like the washed-up robot. And that was for my homes, and that was for my looked-out fools in the 505.
In the 505, S.A. Gracias, muchas gracias, S.A.
Muchas gracias, homes. Carlo.
Very sexy, mucho gracias. That was S.A.
Si.
That was the S.A. from the 505, everyone, ladies and gentlemen.
Es muy fuerte, homes.
Muy fuerte, yes. Oh, fuerte, so strong. You have nice muscles. great definition. Yes, you must do mucho, mucho push-ups, yes.
Push them up, eh?
I'm impressed by your Spanish, Fuge.
Oh, I know mucho, mucho Spanish.
Yeah, bilingual.
Yeah, I took that shit in freaking high school and college, you know.
Oh, nice.
And, you know, I hang out with a bunch of essays here in the hood in, you know, Dayton, Ohio.
There's a lot of essays in the hood of Dayton, Ohio, is there?
Actually, probably almost as much as in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Oh, come on, Holmes. It's like,
I shit you not.
Like,
I shit you not.
Nah, dude.
A farmer. Come on, Brian. A farmer.
Oh, come on. I'm a minority wherever I go. I'm the misunderstood white boy.
Amen to that.
Yeah. Misunderstood Caucasian boy. I just walk around like, oh, look at that white boy. You can tell he's white just by the way he walks. Look at his hair. It's all straight and shit. And he's got a receding hairline. But and he talks like he has a corn cob stuck up his butt. But anyhow. But anyhow. All right. I think we're going to bring on good old Michelle McDonald here, because she needs to get on here and talk some shit with us here. Hello. Hello, Michelle McDonald.
Hello.
Oh, you're here and you don't sound like a robot. Ah. Oh.
Hello. Test.
Hello, Michelle.
Hello.
Hey, Michelle.
Yeah.
Hi, Mom.
Well, see,
this is
like a
save me, Mama.
A last minute throw together show because we had a cancellation and I'm just, you know, questioning.
Yeah, we're
my
all just having fun. I know. And I apologize for all the robotic craziness there at the beginning. I don't know what the hell was going on, but you know, we've gotten past it, so fuck it. So Michelle, what would you like to share with us today, or tonight, I should say, or this morning for some people?
I just wanted to have the show and have everyone call in and talk about their different projects or what they're working on, just
right.
Spread the word and all that kind of shit.
Spread the word. Well, yeah, we're all about spreading the word, aren't we? Absolutely.
Let's spread something.
So we should all talk about some projects coming up. Michelle, let's start with you. What do we got coming up?
Well, I think we got Reading in Toledo coming up, I think.
Oh, my goodness. Mm. We do indeed, yes. Called the Black Kite. Yes. Run by Mr. Michael Grover up in Toledo. Yeah, that's going to be an interesting show. I hope as many of you can come. February 18th, Black Kite. Yeah,
bring
Michelle McDonald.
All the looked out fuckers for that one. You should get every looked out fucker in Toledo to come to that motherfucker.
Well, it's going to be a fun and interesting show. I hope to God I don't get kicked out and banned, but there's a good chance I might. But I won't elaborate any more than that. It's going to be fun. It's going to be different. And everyone who can come should come February 18th up in Toledo, Ohio. There's going to be some interesting stuff going on. I shit you not. It will be a fun reading. And, yeah. Well, Michelle? I hear giggling.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a good show. It's going to be a fun show. So, okay, all right, looks like, you know, we got someone else here on. Oh, my gosh. We got another caller here. I guess I'm going to take this caller in the 323 area code. I'm going to bring you on, and feel free to jump in and talk about whatever you want, or, you know, just shoot the shit, read some poetry, or just, you know, make us look like the dumb shits we really are. Here you go, 323. You're on.
Hello.
Hello. You're on.
Yes, hello.
323. 323, you're on. Yep, I hear you.
Okay. Just wait, I really am on?
You really are on.
Yep.
Who are you? What's your name? Age, right. Sex.
Yeah, my name's James Russell. I'm
uh-huh.
down here in the Southgate area. And, you know, just I listen to you guys regularly every night, you know, like sometimes
cool.
after I've just masturbated. It's like the best time to spend my time there. But, yeah, no.
Is it after you masturbate or before?
Yeah. See, you don't masturbate during the show?
During,
I mean,
sometimes during the show, but.
Because Bouget does it during the show.
I do. That's why sometimes I appear distracted.
Hard cat. He has multiple nipples.
Yeah, I'm usually just, you know, into, like, black tranny porn and shit like that. But that's the point.
This guy's awesome.
Yeah, dude. I'm, like, kind of high right now. So laughing my ass off listening to you niggers. But, oh, shit. Yo, man, I just wanted to say that Hitler did nothing wrong. And, niggas took.
This guy is, like, throwing some racist shit out here. What the hell?
Yeah, whoa, yeah, all of a sudden.
Slow it down there, guy. Slow it down.
Brian ain't that way.
Niggas hung my anus, man.
All right, cut this guy off before I cut his. What the fuck?
Okay, all right, well, you know. Oh, the 323 guy, he just dropped off.
Yeah, sorry, Brian, you can't defend that no matter what you do. None of this wait. Cut, give him the hook.
That was one of those obvious prank callers, somebody just calling in and having a good time there.
It's usually like a 516 or a 323 or some weird number like that.
These
guys really
got to
get better pranked.
Honestly, what is 323 area code? I've never even heard
of that. California.
It's
California.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Shit.
Yeah.
Oh,
Los
you know
Angeles.
What? What's that?
I said it's Los Angeles.
Oh,
yeah,
it is?
That's what I thought.
Los Angeles,
mm-hmm.
huh? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay, so we got some dipshit from Los Angeles calling in talking about, Hitler and all that good stuff.
What the hell was that shit? Hitler's never done anything wrong. Like, how about that mustache you wore around all the time? That was seriously wrong.
Well, there you go.
You know, the mustache is okay. And I like this hair, too. call me a fashionista, but...
You're like a fascist right now, to be honest with you. Like, not a fashionista.
You know what I never understood,
shoot.
Though, Brian? You know what I never understood, though, that always got me is, you know, the pot smokers celebrate 420, which is also Hitler's birthday.
Ooh, really?
It's always blown my
mind.
It's
also supposed to be somebody else's birthday, too, besides that.
Because, like, you know, when I lived in Michigan, there's a lot of... lot of racial tension there, a lot of skinheads, and they would, like, celebrate 420 as Hitler's birthday, and then on the other side, you got all the potheads celebrating peace and getting high and kicking back. It was just funny. I don't know.
It's a weird mix.
It is. It
weird
is.
Weird mix. Yeah.
Okay. Moving along.
Yeah, moving along. Right on. Oh, my God, this... shitload of callers have popped on. Holy Lord, I don't know where to start. Let's see. We got an area code 317. 317, you're on.
Hello.
That's Indianapolis.
Hello, 317, you're on.
Hello.
Age and sex.
Am I on?
Age and sex, where?
No, name, age, and sex.
Name, age, and sex.
Oh, this is Walter Beck.
Well, hello, Walter.
Oh, cool.
Thanks for joining us, man.
All right, no problem.
What would you like to share with us? You have any
mid-20s, sex, as often as possible. Unfortunately, poets don't. Unfortunately, poets don't attract groupies like rock stars do.
Hey. I do, damn it. But
I keep finding somebody crazy enough, you know, to just blow me on stage during the middle of a reading. I think that'd be great.
It would be great, you know. That's the way to do it, man. Wow, you know, I think I'd pay to see that.
Well, do you have any kids up there?
Might even touch myself a little bit while watching that. All right, so what do you have to share with us, man? What?
Yeah, what do you want? Hell, I'm gonna have some poetry for you.
Well, didn't
poetry?
Didn't Walter have a book that was published by Citizens for Decent Literature not that long ago?
Indeed, I do. I have it right here in front of me.
Oh, read it. Well, excellent. Let's hear it, man.
This is, I guess you could call it shameless self-promotion.
Nothing shameless about
promotion.
Oh, it's
never shameless.
Nothing
never shameless.
Because, yeah, no. Go for it.
All right, well, let me see. Which one of the four should I read? Oh, I'll go with this one. I like this one. It was called Fragments of Easter. She's got her arm around contestant number 3. He'll probably end up disappearing like the other two. One of her offspring walks in, a young petite Bible thumper looking more flamboyant than Lady Gaga on LSD. I suppose I could have freaked her out and asked her where she knew to get a pair of those leopard print high heels she was wearing in a men's size 12. It used to be like that old Cheers song where they knew your name and they were always glad you came. Now I'm only half known and about as glad to be here as a piece of furniture. Her kids are dressed up like department store dummies, and you wonder why they cry in public, scream late at night. She'll raise her kids to be beauty queens and corporate kings. I'll raise my kids to burn her kids at the stake. I can stop if I wanted to. Another phony tough with a camo ball cap and a white T-shirt reading, "This ain't your daddy's bow." How tough can you be when you're hunting an animal whose main defense is running the other way? I'd like to see him tangle with some real animals, the kind that would eat him alive if he missed that first shot. Just another phony tough with his arm around his girlfriend. She had that pale glazed glance, looking like her brains fell out somewhere between her snatch and her ass. A half-bearded hipster in a pink button-up shirt, stylish sandals. 10 feet away. At one time back when the world was right, that distance used to be a lot closer. I can't eat. Too goddamn crowded with all this half-known blood noise around. The noise I used to welcome. I saw Salvation walking in wearing a black long-sleeve T-shirt. The only intelligent conversation in this packed madhouse. Later that night, when it was all said and done, I found myself in a sports dive just down the street. With a couple of old friends, losing track of the amount of the beers and cocktails and cheap wine I was pouring down my throat. Tom Waits and Hank Williams on the juke, and the old stories being slurred out. I felt human again. Woke up, one eye half closed, with my head softly pounding a boozy, jazzy rhythm. I read somewhere that success smelled like cock and vodka. If that's the case, then I'll never smell like success. I woke up smelling like I usually did after crazy nights, like cigarettes, cheap hooch, and permanent loneliness. One of the poetic geezers I knew told me to go back to bed. I told him to go fuck himself and think of me while he did it. Speaking to the best friend I have in this dirty writing gig, I promised him a new batch of work after I shook off the bitterness and jealousy that comes after the nights are over. I sat on the john, shitting out the remains of last night's bacchanalia, reading a volume of Bukowski while I did it.
Goddamn.
Nice. We always require, whenever I host a show, you have to say in poem or in fucking poem. But that's just because I'm a dick like that. But, no, that was nice, man. Thanks for sharing that.
Good work, man. Good work.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you have anything else you want to share or read?
Huh?
Do you have anything else you want to share or read with us?
Sure, fuck, I can keep going. I'm egotistical enough.
Yeah, just go ahead. Give us one more poem, man. Or talk
right,
about whatever you want to talk about. Rant, rage.
Let me read one. Well, let me get a cigarette lit here first.
Cigarette? Yeah. Cigarettes are essential. Cigarettes and booze, I find, and, you know, cigars and all that, you know, all the good
don't
vices.
Don't do.
And internet porn are all good vices we all have.
Yeah, let me read one more here, and then I guess I can share some rambling thoughts. What the hell?
All right, go for it.
Let's see. Which one do I want? Here we go. I'll read this one. This one's called Plastic Neon Signs.
Great title. I like the title alone. That's great. Okay. Go for it.
In the shadows of the plastic neon signs were the local middle-class pretty boys and local college queens down Dayglo shooters, sipping Cosmos watered down with soap opera tears, where they patched their weakly broken hearts in the blinding disco lights, strutting to an auto-tuned synthetic rhythm to drown out their bad romances. Outside, in the shadows of the polished plastic neon signs, sits one stone-broke, pale-faced, lean half-fag, strumming a battered dobro, moaning out death letter blues at the news of another brother gone.
Whew. Nice. But like I said, you need to say in fucking poem.
Well, in fucking poem. There you go.
That's a requirement. Oh, my gosh. You know, we have a whole bunch of people here on here, let me see who's been holding. Another five. We got another 505? Another 505?
Another 505. Oh,
yeah,
shit.
Another 505 that's been holding for like 12 minutes. Other 505, you are now live on Nothing to Lose show tonight.
Unmuted. That's great. Hello. That it lets me know that. That's awesome. It's awesome. It just told me I was unmuted.
Unmuted.
Hello, other 505. You ready?
I am unmuted, and I am live and on the air, apparently.
And
yes, you are.
Yes,
live from the 505.
And I am white. I
you are white.
I throw that out, because I am white as well.
I'm very proud of you.
Yeah.
Thank God you're born that way.
Right.
Yeah, please tell us your name, age, and sex, or preferred sex position.
My name is Benjamin Pogue. My age is pretty fucking old, 37, but I'm not as old as you, Brian.
Nope, I got you beat there. Oh, gosh, Benji, man, it's good to hear from you, man. We met back in Albuquerque.
We met back in Albuquerque.
That was nice. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool to hear from you, man.
Yeah, you too. I'm enjoying
your little show.
Yeah,
what kind of fun shit do you have to share with us here? I mean, do you want to read some poetry? You just want to shoot the shit? Or you know.
How about a little of both? Yeah, we could do that.
All right.
I'm down for shooting the shit and for reading some poetry. See what we got going on over here. What do you want to do first?
White man poetry.
All right, let's do a little white man poetry. Okay.
Excellent.
All right. Now this one's kind of cool. I like this. I like the flow of it. I like to write a lot of things that have a flow to them. I don't know. I can't play any instruments, but maybe inside I want to be a musician of sorts. Who knows? I don't know. Well, we'll see. Let's get this started.
Brian plays the skin flute.
Can you do that right now? Because I can kind of sing this along. You know, can you play like kind of like a pirate theme on your skin flute there? Okay. Maybe not. Well, let's do it without the tunage. Okay, let's see how this goes. All right. Oh, you know what? I'm going to turn my speaker down because I'm hearing this talk from like a few seconds ago, and that's kind of distracting.
Oh, yeah. The feedback is terrible. You don't, yeah. That'll confuse you, and you get disoriented,
awesome.
And start having seizures.
Sure.
So yeah,
wake
turn
up
that
in
shit
a
down.
Ditch, roadside ditch.
Should I do a start fucking poem? Can I do that? Can we do start fucking poem?
Beautiful, I love that. Start start
Ooh,
fucking
I like
roll.
That, yeah.
That's great. I love it. I'm going to start using that now. Thanks for the idea.
You're welcome.
Start fucking poem.
Start fucking poem. It follows me, it follows you, it shadows all the things we do. It is a sliver of immensity, and I admit it makes no sense to me, so I'll label it a mystery of life. I look at you, you look at me, but somehow I don't think you see the chambered level sensitivity, the unbridled raw intensity that we dammed up leads to entropy and strife. A labyrinth built from apathy that in no way seems to pass from me, the festers molding rapidly and through. Residing inside happily while poisoning and trapping me into thinking that I'm better off with you. But at times it does occur to me that I'm slipping further into me and losing the coherency to choose. Your incessant vile use of me may one day prove to set me free. I know well who I am and what I'll lose. I could let you be the death of me or siphon off the rest of me, knowing nothing of the best of me I hide. When I look for it inside of me, I find a cosmic clarity. No more when a sprite in me has died. So I will not let you hinder me, sowing seeds to sing the end of me and smothering the light I am inside. If I love the me that I am now, I'll walk the earth with furrowed brow, determined to ascend much more alive. And a fucking poem.
Yeah, that was good. Right, and I appreciate that you had the start fucking poem and the end fucking poem. That's beautiful and
well,
perfect.
Well, I like that. You know,
gotta,
I think
you
that's
follow
awesome.
Protocol,
that's,
yeah.
Yeah,
it is
sure,
fucking
you know.
Going on.
One can only hope. Awesome. One can only hope there's a lot of fucking going on.
Toilet two pocket pussies.
All right, so now let's shoot the shit. What are we shooting the shit about? Oh, wait. No, you're talking about, I'm talking about 420. It is Hitler's birthday. The other person you were thinking of, Brian, that's my mom. My mom's birthday is 420.
And Carmen Electra.
Mom was Hitler?
Yeah. You know.
Wow.
And it's Columbine Day, too, you know?
Yeah.
That's the day that all those kids went in there and shot people.
Oh,
and, like, Iggy Pop was born the day after that, actually, I just found out.
Oh, wow.
Right. I remember because I talked to my mom that day, who was in Mexico drinking on the beach, not caring that people got shot, you know, because it was her birthday. Fuck them. Oh. Oh, wait, that's what she said. You know? No. She didn't say that. I actually made all of that up, you know.
Wow.
No. Hmm.
So Benji, do you mind if I call
yes.
you Benji?
No, that's perfectly fine. Benji's great.
All right.
Benji's a lovable little dog. Yeah, right? Remember that? From like the 80s or something?
Benji was from the 70s, dude. I remember seeing Benji movies like at the drive-in theater in the 70s.
Oh, that's right.
What it is totally subconsciously
right.
Brian wants you to hump his leg.
I would do that to random people on the street just to get the reaction.
Yeah?
But,
I think I called in at the wrong show.
Oh.
You know, I'll take it wherever I can get it. Someone wants to hump me on the leg, sure, you know, whatever. As long as it's going to get me off. But
awesome.
Seriously, all right, Benji. Wow, that's sort of, yeah, homoerotic, me calling you Benji. So anyhow, Benji, what's your opinion on this whole, like, catfishing and this catfishing phenomenon or, you know, social media? What's your opinion on it? I mean, I'm just curious.
I caught, you know, I was listening to that. I have no idea what you're talking about when it comes to the catfishing. What are we talking about?
It's kind of a new phenomenon. It's been all over the news just in the last week or so because of the this Teo character or football player from Notre Dame. Supposedly, you know, he had a girlfriend, blah, 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 that he talked to all the time online, whatever, met online, and he supposedly, allegedly met her really in real life, you know. And
but his parents made that up.
See,
or they
perpetuated
the lie.
Yeah, that's what's so bizarre about it. It's so bizarre. It's become this phenomenon.
So we're debating
all over
whether
the news.
He had an imaginary girlfriend or not?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Catfishing is, though, is when somebody creates like a false Facebook account and kind of, you know, goes trolling for people or lures people in and isn't really who they think they are, is, you know.
Oh, right, like when I made a page for my cat.
Right, exactly.
Maybe.
Yeah, but are you seducing people and trying to manipulate them with your cat or your pussy?
My cat's extremely manipulative. He's got you should see his profile picture. He's very handsome. You know, he's right up in the camera.
I have no doubt.
Wait, what's
he
his pickup line? Hey,
you
baby,
wanna,
you
want to
have
a conversation
balls,
with
you
know him? For sure.
I might have to one night when I'm really desperate have to IM your special
my
little
cat,
pussy
there. For sure. You know, it's funny because my cat within like the first 3 months of being on Facebook had close to 1,400 friends.
Wow. That's
seriously?
Well, you know, I was looking at my friend list. I have like 130, and I was like, what the fuck's going on?
Your cat gets around,
right?
Because people love pussy.
Sounds like your pussy's a little loose there, buddy. A little
I'm
loose
sorry,
there, Benji.
It's his profile picture. He's an extremely handsome cat, you know?
I have no doubt. All right, we got some other callers here. I've got...
Wait, let me dump something out real quick.
Okay, yeah.
I've got this thing that my friends and I have been working on. It's called the Occupy Underground magazine. And what we're trying to do is get people interested in the local scenes in their towns. And instead of, you know, going out to big-name venue concerts, instead of going to the movies, instead of listening to radio, go downtown, start interacting with people, go to local to shows at local bars, you know, get interested in the local reading scene, you know, go to IFC things. We've got a Facebook book page set up, the Occupy Underground magazine. We've got a website. It's www.occupy-underground.com, and you can go watch our progress. We're hoping to have it running within the next few weeks. We've got sections for all sorts of things. We've got sections for film, for literature, for art, visual and physical. We've got sections for concerts coming up, even like magic tournaments in the area. You know,
magic tournaments. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I
you know,
can't
really
got magic tournament.
How about
where we're at right now?
I'm gonna play Pog.
You know, sure. You know, so, anything going on? I'm sick of hearing people say there's nothing to do in this town. That's crap. I've lived all over, and there's always really cool people that have. You know, I think a lot of the best things come from people that love what they do, and most of these people are working crap jobs, and then. You know, to afford their rent, and then they go out and they do what they love, and nobody, they don't get the recognition, they don't get exposure. It's like, it's not what's being spoon-fed to us by the record companies, by the publishing companies, the movie industry. It's like, occupy your underground. It's taking interest in what's going on. Go out and see what's going on in your town. You know, go get involved. There's cool shit and cool
people
everywhere.
I go to the local Walmart and see what's going on in my town.
Oh, yeah. Man, the people at Walmart, that's a great fight.
Yeah,
so
my local Walmart is out there. Well, hey, Benji, hey, man, that's
concept,
really cool.
Yeah.
And just so for people who are listening, whatever, repeat the website again that people can see this on. What?
It's the actual website is www.occupy-underground.com, and you can go there and, like, watch our progress as we're building the site until we hit go. And then once we hit go, we're going to update weekly with new selections of the week. We're going to use this as a forum. It's like a lot of – anything that you want posted on here, and this is where we're at. We're at a data gathering spot right now, and deciding what sections we're going to put up. We want audio files. We want you want your poems, your writing, anything, your art, pictures of your art. Send it to us, and we'll put it up there. Anything that you want people to see, we want to put it up there. You know, it'll be
cool.
A good forum. We're going to have nice little artist sections where you click. You know, have links to. Whenever you send in a submission, send in links to anything you got, any pages you got, so we can put that there so people can link to you. It's about everybody collaborating and pimping each other out, you know? That's really what this is about.
Awesome. That sounds really, really awesome, man. And thanks so much for sharing that. I appreciate it. And thanks for calling in, too, man. I mean, that's...
You're welcome. Thanks for letting me chat.
Yeah, no doubt. Feel free to stay on here and shoot the shit with the rest of us. We got many other callers here that I need to... bring on, and, you know, feel free to stay on and shoot the shit and keep promoting. That sounds awesome, and I hope a lot of people, you know, hear this and, you know,
I
get into
too.
It.
You know, we're just getting started. It's something, you know, I've had this idea for a while, you know, and I had, I don't know, I had a guy that was willing to, like, put shit together for me, but I would have had to pay him, and then another friend of mine, James, who's become, like, my partner in crime, he's awesome, You won't see him online for a while, but he'll be there eventually. He's hiding from people. not like that. Oh, man. I got all stoned while we were doing this interview. I'm going to continue doing that as we talk.
All right.
Anyway,
so I'm going to bring on.
He put all this shit together for me. He starts building the webpage. I mean, this guy's been fucking awesome. And we're just getting shit rolling. And I think it's going to be really, really cool when we're up and running.
Sounds cool, man. Thanks so much. And
sure thing,
don't sit down here and shoot the shit with the rest of us here. And I'm going to bring on another caller here. We got next caller is from the 361 area code. You've been holding for a long, long damn time. And I apologize for that, but I'm about to bring you on. 361.
Hello.
Hello?
Yes. Hello, hello.
Hello, who is this? To whom am I speaking from the 361?
Louisa.
Who?
Louisa.
Louisa? All
yes.
Right. Nice to meet you, Louisa. What would you like to talk about tonight, or would you like to read, or, I mean, we're wide open tonight. This is kind of a free-for-all.
You're always
yes.
wide open, Brian.
Of course I am.
Yeah. I would like to read you guys a story.
Okay. Sounds good. Go for it.
Okay, so, like, what, fucking start story?
Sure. Exactly. Fucking start story. Yes. Beautiful.
Okay. Now, this is the story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down, and I'd like to take a minute just to sit right there. Sorry, I have a cold. I have a cold, yeah. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel Air. In West Philadelphia, born and raised, on the playground where I spent most of my days, chilling out max and relaxing all cool and all, shooting some b-ball outside of the school, when a couple of guys, they were up to no good, they started making trouble in my neighborhood. I got in one little fight and my mom got scared and said, "You're moving with your auntie and uncle to Bel Air."
Fuck yeah.
That sounds like a theme song or something. I like it. I
yeah,
dig it.
Yeah, it does.
Can we not do an end fucking poem on that or story on that one? Can we do a repeat fucking story because that was awesome?
Thanks.
Yeah.
Oh, geez,
yeah.
That was nice. I like that. So, you have anything else to talk about or to share with us, Louisa?
Porn.
Porn. Beautiful.
Porn
that's my number one subject.
Yeah.
I'm good at it. I know everything about it.
I've been waiting
to town
for
with porn
for a long time. All
right. Yeah. I heard about Asian porn earlier, and I was like, fuck yeah.
Asian porn, huh?
Oh, Asian.
Yeah.
I thought it was Cajun porn. Oh.
Cajun porn. You know, that's an area I have not ever gone into. I've never done the Cajun porn because I...
I'm talking in that accent.
It involves a lot of... Yeah.
On this. Because I really think that we're lacking in our porn genres. I think we should delve more into the fantastic. I want to see Hobbit porn. I want to see blue and green.
That would be
fantastic.
I want
16 breasts. Alien girls. Let's really use our imaginations.
Yeah,
that's what they're there for.
But
and that's what the internet is there for. Is for porn. You know.
Oh, absolutely.
The internet is for porn.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And
yes.
and you have access to unlimited amounts of knowledge, which is good too. But mainly porn, you know.
Yeah. So what do you want, Louisa? What do you want to discuss about porn, or do you have porn poems or porn stories or? Or are you just into Cajun porn? What would you like to discuss?
Niggers.
Oh. All right. That's a new topic then, or are we still on porn?
I thought it was all porn.
Okay. Checking.
Okay. All right, I got another caller here too in the 517 area code who has been holding for an extremely long time, and I apologize for it. 517 area code, you are now on. Hello, 517.
Hello?
Hello, 517.
What the fuck's up?
Yeah.
Wow, you know what this sounds like? It sounds like Deliverance, the very sexy rape scene in Deliverance. Hello, 517.
Porn.
I think we left this one on hold too long.
Michigan.
Porn.
Extremely insightful there.
get her done.
Get her done, that's right. 517.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. You got all kinds of, like, good quotes going on there, man.
Nope.
You're my hero.
Oh, we doing quotes? I got one. What was our quote from earlier tonight? Humans are dumb. That's a great one.
Humans are dumb.
And people are dicks. That's another good one.
Dicks.
The quotes of the night.
Eat it, you stupid cow. That's another really good one.
I had a girlfriend I liked to quote. She used to always, you know, one of my older girlfriends, she'd say, "But I poop out of there." You know, that was one of my favorite quotes.
Poop on what?
I don't get it.
Poop on what?
But I poop out of there, you know.
like why would you want me to know?
That's some nasty shit. No pun intended.
Well, I definitely don't want to kiss you after you stick your tongue in there.
I know. That was corny, I know.
Corny and makes me want to toss a salad. Yes, makes me want to toss a salad.
Is this the Jim Rome show?
I'm Jim Rome, and I talk about sports, and I like to talk about how people rip people, and
Jim
I like
Rome
to rip people.
Jim Rome is so fucking sweet, Jim Rome. I fucking love you. I'm a clone.
Fucking clones. Yeah, I know. I you know what? I cannot stand the Jim Rome show. I got to be up front. I can't stand it.
You're not Jim. Jim, I have. Do you like Kiefer? Do you like Kiefer,
what?
Jim? Kiefer? It's like yogurt, but you can drink it.
What? I don't like
Why
yogurt.
Why do you drink yogurt? I drink yogurt all the time.
Fucking Kiefer, dude. It's like fucking Kiefer. It's like yogurt. You can drink it.
I don't drink yogurt.
Maybe
I don't
what you're
eat
drinking
it.
Isn't yogurt. Because it's plain creamy, dude. Doesn't
you
mean
don't
it's
drink
yogurt.
No. I'm a yogurt.
Salty,
you don't have to read yogurt.
You don't have to chew it. You can just squish it down. That's why I always put my mushrooms in my yogurt, so I don't have to chew them.
Oh, shoot. Yeah. All right. So we got another caller here from the 607 area code. 607. You're on. 607. 607 area code. You're on. Who are you?
The Jim Rome?
Yeah, I think it might be. I'm fucked. Jim Rome, is it you? On the 607 area code. You know what? 607, if you're not going to, like, say anything, then I'm going to tell everyone
Hello.
On the internet your actual phone number. I'm going to, yeah. And then hopefully everyone will prank call you. 607, speak up.
It is what it is.
It is what it is, yeah. Is this Jim Rome?
Mm-mm. No, I was just listening.
You didn't want to be on?
No. I never pressed one, I swear.
No, baby,
okay.
You smiled. Sometimes, like, your cheek will press the button when you smile. I hang up on people a lot.
Who would smile while listening to this show?
I do all the time. I can't keep the smile off my fucking face.
Oh, I bet.
Do you guys play fantasy
porn.
Football? Do you play fantasy football? Fantasy football?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I got a wizard staff and a football helmet. I'm set. Let's do it.
No. Oh, you're funny. No. Fantasy football.
I've got the 12-sided die. Let's go.
That's right.
Jesus Christ, I was just in my fantasy football league.
Now, how do you play fantasy
and
football?
I was in the
Come
Super
on.
Bowl this year. And I fucking lost because I didn't start. God damn it, I'm ashamed to say it. I didn't start Aaron Rodgers. I started fucking Tony Romo instead of Aaron Rodgers, and I lost my goddamn fantasy football Super Bowl. Yeah. God damn me to hell. I'll never make that mistake again. Tony Romo can go to hell. So can the Cowboys.
I don't know why you would do that, Brian. That's unforgivable sin right there.
I know. I know it is. It's pretty stupid on my part, yeah. And, you know, I never claimed to be the most intelligent guy in the world, so. But, shoot. All right, we got another caller from the 704 area code here. 704, are you there?
The name's Hank Hill.
Hello,
yeah.
704?
Hank Hill, man. He sells
Who?
propane accessories. It's Hank Hill.
Yes,
it's Hank Hill.
Hank Hill. It's fucking Hank Hill, man. He's going to talk to us about
Jingle
propane.
Jingle Bell, I want to talk to Bobby.
What's up, Hank Hill?
I want to talk to Bobby.
Bobby!
Damn it, Bobby.
Hello. Yes.
Hello, Hank Hill. What do you have to share tonight?
What's wrong with you? How does that sound for a change?
This is Hank Hill. Holy shit, I'm starstruck. I am totally starstruck. Wow, Hank Hill. God damn, it's awesome to have you on here. What's up, Hank Hill?
I'm looking for a tap and die and some WD-40.
Stop looking at your
top. He's awesome.
That sounds like Mr. Anderson.
My God, are you still talking? I apologize for yelling at you.
Oh, Hank Hill. So, what do you think about small press poetry, Hank Hill? I'm just curious. Is it a waste of time?
What?
Poetry. I mean, someone, you know, of your stature must think poetry is pretty dumb, right? It's not practical, right? You
yeah.
can't make no goddamn money off it, right?
Well, I guess.
So, Hank Hill, what the hell do you do in your downtime? I mean, you know, besides, you know, I don't know, groping that nice coiffed hair of your wife and all that during intimate time. At, you know,
I think
you've
got one of the nicest yards on the block.
I'm sorry.
I sell propane and propane accessories.
Well, Hank Hill, what got you into the whole propane industry? I mean, what got you into propane gas? And, you know, you just like to grill? You just down-home guy that likes to grill shit, right?
Yes.
I can't fucking believe we're talking to Hank Hill.
I've never heard.
This is fucking,
is
you know, this is like phenomenal to me. I can't.
This
fucking
is fucking awesome,
it.
Yeah.
I
mean, you've got to, you have to have like unlimited Hank Hill sound clips at your disposal and a cool little keyboard. That would be sweet. You could have an awesome conversation. I'm going to construct something like this because I do things like that in my spare time.
This is almost surreal to me. I'm starstruck,
pretty
to be honest.
Impressive.
it is impressive.
Customer comes first.
What's that, Hank?
You see, it's Strickland, the customer comes first.
You know, that's the motto of my favorite escort service.
That should be your new slogan, Brian. At Zygote, the reader comes first.
No, no. See, that's the thing. I need to come first.
Yes.
Come, C-U-M.
Is that what you spend your days doing?
Loser! You're a loser! Are you feeling sorry for yourself?
Apparently, Hank Hill has gone ballistic on us here.
No, that was, I think he's yelling at somebody in the yard.
Oh, okay. Apparently he is.
Not quite as loud as the other ones.
Maybe, yeah, maybe there's some midget or something taking a shit in his front yard.
Midget in a bikini.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
precisely.
Bunch of damn kids in his yard.
And they're fixer, like fixing a carburetor.
Okay. You know, I'm kind of intrigued by, who was it? Somebody called in on the 607?
The name's Hank Hill.
Well, Hank Hill, gosh darn. You know what, since we have Hank Hill on the line, Hank Hill, are you into internet porn?
Yes.
Of course he is.
Hank
Hill.
Well, listen here, Hank Hill. If there was one cartoon chick that you really liked and really wanted to fuck, I mean, more than any other, besides your wife, of course, with her bouffant, would it be Lois Griffin from Family Guy? Or would it be the wife from American Dad? Or would it be Wilma Flintstone? Out of those three, who would you want to fuck the most?
Bobby.
Oh, dear. Okay. Apparently, Hank Hill has some sort of incestuous pedophile things going on there. Thank you, Hank. Thank you for sharing that. wow. All righty. So I think we're going to move, unless Hank Hill has a poem he can read, I think we're going to move forward.
That's what the white man called.
What are you going to do? You're going to go whack yourself or some weed.
I've got the strangest feeling someone's going to kick his ass.
I certainly hope so. I deserve to have my ass kicked.
Yes.
Hank Hill, you know what? You've become like this robotic kind of guy, you know, Stephen Hawking kind of thing. You got the Stephen Hawking kind of thing going on here. Like, yes, hello, I am Hank Hill. I am Stephen Hawking. The universe is going to implode on itself.
Well, you should be, because you are dirt. You make me sick, you big baby.
Yeah. Apparently, Hank Hill cannot share any poetry with us. Apparently, he's illiterate, unlike his hot son, Bobby. So we're going to move forward. So, you know what?
Are we still voting on cartoon characters we want to bang?
What's that?
Are we still voting on the cartoon characters we want to bang? Who was that? What was that cartoon where all the cartoon superheroes were living together in a house like the real world?
Drawn together.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was
the
bizarre.
The gray girl. What was her name? Toons?
The Betty Boop character?
Yeah, her.
Oh, what the hell was her name?
She was on quarterback and smoked cigarettes.
Yeah, we should have been able to vote on her.
You know what? I'm going to take a quick break here. I have to take a piss, so we're going to play a song real quick for a couple of minutes so I can piss, and everyone else who's on here can take a quick piss or smoke break, and we'll be right back. We still have 40 minutes left to have fun and I hope everyone stays online and we can all have fun and we can continue this bullshit and roll with it. All right. Oh gosh, what am I gonna play
well,
here?
Don't you have like yeah, you've got like an intermission button with the elevator and music and all that.
I don't know. I heard Hank Hill and somebody and Benji talking at the same time.
Yeah, I'm a master at that.
Did you say Bobby or Benji was who you wanted to bang?
Bobby and Benji. So I'm just gonna play a song real quick so we can all take a piss break, you know, and let's all come back and
well,
put that thought.
Come back. Are you
and
here?
Move forward. Here we go. We're back from a pee break. All right, everybody. Yeah.
That's great. You know, the music started, and then you just hear lots of random people in the background coughing. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, coughing, and I took a nice piss. And, you know, that's what it was all about, you know, a little bit of David Bowie, a little bit of random coughing and pissing. You know, like it. We all need a little break. We need to, like, clear our throats, clear our minds, and move forward with the show, right? Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. So, you know, this whole show tonight is, you know, the theme is nothing to lose, you know, and whenever I feel kind of, like, out of sorts or I feel like I have nothing to lose, I get this really, like, I don't know, out there urge to just fucking read some goddamn Anne Frank, you know, Anne Frank, and try to sound like, no, and try to sound like, you know, a Jewish girl who's been trapped up in a fucking attic because Nazis are after her. So when I get in this mood, I fucking grab my Anne Frank book and I just open to a random page and I have to read it, and I'm gonna read it like a Jewish girl. Actually, tonight I'm gonna mix it up. I'm gonna read it like a Jewish girl masturbating while stuck up in an attic. And
hey, I'm your Richard Simmons.
Richard Simmons.
Hi, I'm Peter Griffin.
I will read it like Richard Simmons. Yeah, sure, I'll read it like Richard Simmons doing exercise as a Jewish girl stuck up in an attic with Nazis hunting her down. Jesus Christ. Oh, God, you guys put me on the spot. This is fucking... Okay, I'm getting nervous now, because that's a lot to ask for.
Right. Can you also do it like you're freebasing cocaine and rolling on Molly's? How about that?
I don't know if I can do all that. Jesus Christ, you guys put me on the spot. Oh, Lord. All right. Lord, okay, I'm going to open up to a spontaneous page here. A random page, I mean. Spontaneous. Oh, I should say, you know, spontaneous, or whatever, random journal entry from Anne Frank's diary. And I'm going to read like a Jewish girl masturbating, at least, in her attic. Here it goes. One, two, three, four. 1944. Dear Kitty, Mom and I were both up in the attic today, although we were not able to enjoy it together, as I had imagined. Still, I do know that she shares my feelings over most things, unlike those fucking Nazis. Oh, God. During dishwashing, Ellie began telling Mummy and Mrs. Van Dan that she felt very disencouraged at times. And what help do you think they gave her? Do you know what Mummy's advice was? She would try to think of all the other people who are in trouble, and she would try to imagine them naked. What is good of thinking of misery when one is already miserable oneself? I think this is too... And Miss Dalton, you keep out of this sort of conversation. Aren't the grown-ups idiotic and stupid, just as if Peter, Margaret, and Ellie, and I don't, you know, I can't go on. I'm going to come. Oh, fuck, I'm not going to let the Nazis going to catch me. In fucking Anne Frank. All right, so... Anyhow, I probably offended like a billion people, Linda.
As for Michelle McDonald is drafting letters to apologize to all the Jews.
Yeah. Now remember,
and you thought it was
going to
be you, Mike.
Not insurance, right? I remember seeing that somewhere earlier. All right, and honestly, I'm not sure if I'm turned on or not by that. I was just trying to figure that out the whole time.
I sure as hell am. You should see my like 4.8-inch erection. But
oh no, I got like a raging 2 inches over here for sure. I got to
4.8 inches. Are you here on the centimeters or what?
We are white.
Oh, shoot. Well, you know, I'm just glad everyone stayed on for that little.
That was great.
Yeah.
Everybody stayed on. Nobody got off, Brian.
Except for me. I got off. That's for damn sure. But that's a given.
I'm surprised we didn't hear more from Hank Hill during all that.
Where the hell
is he? Still there?
Hank Hill, you still there? I don't see him. Hank Hill, you still there? You some bitch? I don't know.
You asked for Hank.
Oh, shit. Okay, yeah. So, yeah, I probably totally turned a lot of people on and probably turned some people off, and, you know, at least I got off. All right. You know, it doesn't hurt to always throw in a little Anne Frank.
That's what matters, you know. At least you got off.
So let's move forward, you know. Let's move forward with the show. No matter how much it's, like, degenerating. And here's the thing. I remember when I was in college and working on my degree, I had to take 2 quarters of linguistics. I hated it. I hated linguistics. I don't know if any of you guys are familiar with it. It's like the algebra of, like, English and literature and all that. It's like,
right.
It's just fucking awful. It just, you know, it's like, oh my God, what's going on? So here's the thing, linguistics, I guess, the thing I like about it is, if you think about current language and jargon and everything else going on with our language and how it's evolving, especially because of social media and stuff like that, you know. It's evolving. You know, you got all these, like, acronyms and, you know,
nigga,
OMG.
Nigga, you still there? Hello?
Hello. I'm trying to be all sophisticated and talking about linguistics, and all of a sudden I hear some English guy.
Linguistics?
Hello.
Fucking linguistics. I'm trying to talk about my nigga Lil Wayne.
You talking about what?
My nigga Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne?
Lil Wayne or wanking? Are you a wanker?
My nigga
Lil Wanking.
Well, I am, but I'm trying to talk about my nigga Lil Wayne. Man, I threw Hank Hill at the window.
He wants to talk about his naked little Wayne. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Okay. Please, describe to us your naked little Wayne. It sounds very intriguing.
I got Lil Wayne right here. You've got a boner.
Yeah?
I don't know what's going on. But, you know, I got Hank Hill here too. Who was that out the window? I think I broke his arm.
Is this Ollie G or what?
Sounds like Ollie G.
So who? You want to hear a funny way?
Tell us, Ollie G.
One second, nigga.
I can't believe we've had Hank Hill and now we have Ollie G here tonight.
Great.
This is fucking phenomenal. You know,
I can't believe you're college educated, Brian. That's what I'm saying.
Not many people can believe it.
I'm sure your professors are proud.
It's the most useless degree I've ever got in my life, and the only one.
Emergency toilet paper during the zombie apocalypse.
Toilet paper during the zombie apocalypse? That would be very helpful.
That's what your degree will amount to.
Precisely. You are correct. You're very adept at that. It's pretty worthless. Yeah. I think the two years of film school was much more valuable, I think. I made money off of that actually for a while. But anyhow. So
doing what?
Huh?
I said doing what?
Doing what?
You made money off of film school. I didn't know that you made films.
I used to be a cameraman for all kinds of sports and stuff, and that's, you know, not really the subject tonight, but that's how I used to make money. Now I'm just a small press editor and publisher and just a generic guy on the blog talk radio.
Hello, hello.
Hey, man.
Hello.
He's there. Hello.
Yeah, where's Ollie G?
I killed him. My name is Cortez.
I'm Cortez. What's your name?
How you doing, Cortez?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Cortez?
Well, please.
Cortez, where are you from, man? Are you, like, Mexican or Hispanic or Spanish or Italian?
No, I'm just fucking retarded. I'm from San Francisco.
Well, yeah, you know, I prefer to host retards on here. That's the way I roll. So, you know, all right, God damn it. You know what I'm going to do right now? I'm going to do something so awful. I'm going to make a poem out of the fucking obituaries here in my local newspaper.
Hey, the name.
Because, you know, I feel like you can make poetry out of goddamn nearly anything. You know, like a Kraft macaroni and cheese box instructions or the back of a cereal box. But gosh, darn it, I've done all that before. And you know, I feel I'm very progressive. And I'm going to just, goddamn, I'm just going to move forward and go into uncharted territory here. And I'm going to make a fucking poem out of a goddamn obituary. That's the newspaper. I'm just going to, like, pick one here out of the obituaries and make a poem out of it. This is probably god-awful. I shouldn't do this. I'm going straight to hell, but, you know, I never expected anything less. But I'm an atheist, so I figure I'm just going in the ground and being worm food. So, God damn it. Jesus Christ. Am I really doing this? Yes, I am. A one. 1, 2, 3, 4. Great House Betty Betsy of Middletown died Wednesday evening, January 16, 2013, at the Atrium Medical Center. Oh, God. Great House Betty formerly worked at Square D in Middletown and Rite Aid in Centerville. Betsy grew up in Franklin and graduated from Franklin High School in blah, blah, blah year. She loved animals and flowers. She proceeded in death by her father. You are fucking interrupting my poem. Thomas Greathouse, she is survived by her mother. Mother, and her cousins, and she had funeral services, and she licked all kinds of fucking apples and bananas, and she folded paper into airplanes, and in fucking poem. Goddamn, that was very moving. All right, awesome. So anyhow, we got 21 minutes left to fill, guys. So.
Is your name Winston?
Pardon me?
Can I call you Winston?
You can call me whatever you want, man. Whatever makes you happy.
In my country, we call all the, I don't even know, we just call people Winston because they're fucking retarded.
Winston?
And all these people, name. If you call somebody Peter, they're fucking stupid and gay.
Yeah, Peter. I have a Peter. It is 4 inches when not erect.
You don't want a Frampton. You do not want a Frampton.
No, it's not Peter Frampton. No,
Peter Frampton is a dumb faggot. He's purple, you know. If Winston he is quite the swagger. Hey, man.
I think we're going to move forward here.
If nobody else has something to read, then I'm going to spontaneously read some shit from...
I can read something. I can read something.
You can read something?
Yeah. Maybe you get some reading then without getting cut off, though.
I got you. All right, here you go. This is a real nigga haiku. Hey, let me holler. Hey, girl, you with the fat ass. All right, fuck you there. That's a haiku.
Nice.
Go for it.
Hey, is this the crusty crab?
Hey, get the fuck off the phone. Oh, shit.
Shit, man. Oh, fuck.
Sorry. Gay ass motherfucker took my phone. Anyway, what y'all doing?
All right. Who is this? Is this JoJo?
Tyrone.
Huh? Tyrone.
Tyrone.
Fucking A, Tyrone. Good to hear from you, man.
Yeah. Man, he sounds white.
Man, I'm like half white. My mom was some white ass prostitute. My dad found in the corner. I don't even know, man, but it's all right.
Nice.
That's great to hear from you, Tyrone. You got anything to share with us or anything you would like to talk about, Tyrone?
I got a haiku for you.
I bet you do, Tyrone. Let's hear it, man.
All right. This is written by a real nigga. Hey, let me holler. Hey, girl, you with the fat ass. All right, fuck you then.
Tyrone, did you slap that ass?
Well, she tried to run away because, I mean, I pulled my wheeler thing out and she said, oh, shit, she booked the fuck out of there.
All right. Tyrone, would you be adverse to be reading some verse or
some
words from a...
I got some Shakespeare somewhere.
You got some Shakespeare?
Yeah.
Tyrone Shakespeare would be the bomb. Let's hear some Tyrone Shakespeare, man.
Huh. Well, I'm trying to find it. I got it on an e-book on my computer. I've got to find it real quick.
Shakespeare in love.
Well, even, you know, shake and bake spear. I don't care.
I got,
you know, shake and bake. Whack off spear.
I got shake and bake. I got you a quote here from, I don't even know what the hell it's from. It's just from some text file. Like, all right. Let me see this. Life's but a nigga, a poor black man that dances up on a corner and cries pissed. Then he gets up on the rooftops. And nobody can, but she's fucking loud as hell. And this is a story told by a dumbass, full of dumbassness, and it doesn't mean anything. And that's the story.
No. Listen here, Tyrone. You got to say in fucking poem. That's the rule. That's the rule. You got to say in fucking poem.
I am fucking poem, nigga.
All right, man. All right. Thanks for sharing that shit. So would you
Stopping
be adverse
N-words
to me?
Left and right. What are you, Quentin Tarantino?
Hi. Yeah, he's my nigga. I'm not him, but he's my nigga. So, you know, I got him in the other room right now.
Either that or Steven
Thank
Spielberg.
You.
Jesus, man.
Steven Spielberg. Damn.
Oh, shit. Maybe we should move the subject on to movies we've all seen or liked here
recently.
Didn't
Michelle want to read something? I swear I heard somebody want to read something that wasn't Tyrone.
Yeah, you know what? Michelle Quinn, you still there, hon?
What? I'm
Michelle
here.
Michelle Quinn.
Well,
yeah,
I'm trying to be quiet.
Get that bitch off the line.
Michelle Quinn, we
anything.
Need to talk about this potential show coming up here in... In June here, we got the potential zygote / literary underground poetry reading with a bunch of bands and stuff coming up in Chicago. Nothing has been solidified yet, but
yeah,
we're looking at, you know, late June here, and Michelle Quinn's mm-hmm. going to be helping us out with that. Michelle, can you elaborate?
Yes, dear. See, I'm not surprised. Sources have told me that
uh-huh.
it is
too.
Something is supposed to happen.
Right.
I know, but there's not much that I can talk about yet.
But we there are people that are working
like
on it. And
girlfriend.
Huh?
It's like Teo's girlfriend, you know, you can't
talk about Teo's girlfriend.
Hey, I'm just upholding my, you know, my oath as a reporter or whatever we call it.
Please continue and elaborate. Yes.
I just know that there could be the possibility of nudity and music and
nudity,
a lot
music,
of alcohol.
Yes. Of course, that's
and,
a given. Any poetry reading
yeah,
I'm involved
well,
in, there's going to be, like, copious amounts of booze, yes.
Yes, but that, that's, I can,
that's
all I can divulge at this time.
What I want to know is, how are the bathrooms?
How are the bathrooms? I know, Michael, I know you're concerned about the bathrooms because the last time you and I hung out at a poetry reading, the bathrooms were god fucking awful. We cannot confirm the status of the bathrooms at this point. I hate to say, but
there will be something.
Yeah.
Yeah, but something's not always better than nothing. Take my word for it.
Exactly. Yeah, but yes, there are plans. I am told.
Yes, there are plans, and it's going to be a really good show. And it's going to happen this June. And I hope everyone who's been listening and who's been on here can make it, because it's going to be fun. And I've never had nothing but fun at every poetry reading I've ever hosted or been a part of. So, yeah, that's a big show coming up in Chicago in June-ish, late June-ish, June-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that sounds sort of...
June-ish, awesome.
Yeah, June-ish. Sounds a little effeminate, doesn't it? But, you know, but anyhow, yeah, we got 12 more minutes, guys. What are we going to do here? Someone else new going to call in? Or Hank Hill, or
someone else
going to play another song for a minute and take a piss. How about we just play another song real quick and take a piss and come back and wrap things up, I guess, all right?
You get more than three times you're playing with it.
What was that?
I said if you shake it three times, Brian, you're playing with it.
You're playing with it already.
Yeah. I've got to come for the second time already during the show. Got the internet porn going on my laptop. Yeah, laptop does a lap dance on me.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't have to pee. You just got to go clean up.
Damn straight. Got to go get some napkins and shit. You know me. All right. So
go
here we go.
Sock, dude, you'll be set.
You're right. God darn it. That's a genius idea, a sock. All right, so here we go, real quick. We're going to play a song and...
Okay, whatever. That was great. Totally. I almost bought it, but you never even thought.
You go into the sock, Brian, it kind of coats the toe area so you won't get holes in the toes.
That's right.
It creates this crust. Makes it extra
you guys
sturdy.
Are terrible. You guys make me feel so awful. You're hurting my self-esteem. So anyhow, I'm just gonna push something here. I don't know if it's gonna be a song or what. It's just here it comes, and just take a little break, okay?
Here it comes.
Oh
man, I forgot the acid. David Lynch movie? Not gonna get anal probed, are we?
I'll be new. Wow. All right, here we are. In the last 7 minutes of the show, and I got to tell you, I've had one hell of a blast with everybody, and I'm very appreciative of everyone who has called in and been a part of it. Wow. You know, because, you know, this is the special Monday night edition of Nothing to Lose, you know. And you know what? All of us and everyone who's called in and been on here, we've had nothing to lose, right? We've nothing to lose from doing this stupid, shitty show, right?
I don't think I lost anything. I'll check my pockets later. I'm not a loss of lighter. I think I lost a lighter during this whole endeavor.
That's bad. I regret to hear that, man. That's awful.
Yeah.
That's goddamn awful.
It is. It's probably with the pipe somewhere.
Oh, jeez.
I lost my virginity.
Nice.
You lost your virginity
nice.
To a... I'm not even going to elaborate, man. Are you serious?
To a
oh, okay,
radio
okay, no.
show.
Maybe that's why Hank Hill got so quiet.
Yeah.
Was it Hank? Was it? He was Hank, wasn't it?
Yeah, Hank Hill with the propane.
I dressed up like Bobby.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, no doubt. Oh,
for foreplay, we played Boggle. Yeah, I didn't care
Boggle
about a narrow urethra.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah, Boggle foreplay, that's beautiful.
Hey.
Oh, gosh, yeah. You know, I'm 41 years old.
Right,
I've got... I have a narrow urethra, so, you know, that's kind of not funny, but...
well, hey,
so,
anyhow, a narrow urethra, he does.
It's from, you know, indulging
no,
in the internet porn too much, you know? That's why my urethra is all, like, messed up. I'm like, God damn, this boy, he touches us too much. Yeah, let's just collapse. So...
Oh, I'm sure we can
anyhow,
do it. Yeah,
if your
so anyhow,
urethra is too small, aren't you doing it wrong?
You know, perhaps I am doing it wrong.
I don't know, man. That sounds.
What's it sound like?
It just doesn't sound good. I would think that you're doing something wrong if it's gotten small.
Oh, Brian does everything.
Sorry.
Wrong. You knew.
I do. Yeah, I do everything wrong. Even masturbation. Yeah, I admit it. Live
no,
on Blog Talk Radio.
No, I didn't mean to indicate that. I'm sorry.
Oh wow, you are okay.
Wait, Michelle's preparing
oh,
like an. You're preparing a an instructional, then, like a pamphlet or something, maybe, that we can reference to make sure we're not doing it wrong. So I don't want to narrow urethra. I like my whole urine.
I guess, you know, gosh, at this point, I should collaborate with Quinn here and come up with the a pamphlet on how to not do it wrong and not narrow your urethra because,
right.
You know, masturbation is essential to, you know, daily existence for the male.
As much practice as you've had, if you're still doing it wrong, there's no hope for you.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm doomed.
That's a valued endeavor. When you get that put together, shoot it over to me. I'm going to share that on my page.
Oh, he'll shoot it.
Yeah. Shoot it. Shoot
you're
it
right.
My way.
I'll shoot it. That's the only way I know how to do it. Shoot it. Straight fucking
shoot it.
Oh, shoot. Seriously, this has been a fun show. You know, we just did it kind of on the cusp, and I am so appreciative of everyone who's called in. So we're down to, like, you know, our last, like, 2.5 minutes. Any last thoughts anyone would like to share or, you know, or a poem?
Okay,
even a shitty poem or any Anne Frank quotes? Or
I got a great short one for you here.
Okay.
All right, start fucking poem, okay? Shimmy, shimmy,
poem,
yeah. Yaw, shimmy, yam, shimmy, yay. Give me the mic so I can take it away. Off on a natural charge, bon voyage. Yeah, from the home of the Dodgers, Brooklyn Squad. Nailed it! And fucking Palm. How about that?
And fucking Palm,
is that a good
indeed.
One?
Thanks for sharing. Anyone else have any last thoughts? Or, you know, we're down to like 2 minutes here, under 2 minutes, and gosh, you know, I'm feeling very pensive and contemplative, you know, now, and just nostalgic, like, over this whole show. We've all spent 2 hours together on the
just
air,
intimate.
You know.
Yeah. I think, and
yeah.
You came a couple times, right?
Twice, at least twice.
Virginity.
Yes, yes. And I pissed twice, too, during the show,
right.
During the music, you know, interludes. And I've shared it with all of you and whoever's been listening. Oh, I just got the 90 seconds thing from the Blog Talk Radio computer bot.
The countdown.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So, all right, you know what? I guess we're just going to wrap it up here. 90 seconds. I'm going to put on a song here. You know, thank you, Michelle Quinn. Thank you, Benji. Thank you, Mr. Gasinski, and everyone else who's called in, and Michelle McDonald and Literary Underground, Zygote, and all this dumb shit. You know, it's been fun. It's been a blast. And you know what? Maybe we'll make Nothing to Lose a regular Monday night shindig. I don't know. It's been kind of fucking fun, I got to be honest. And you know what? We did
like
it on Martin Luther King's Day. Woo! Does that make me like a Nazi racist? Oh, I don't think so. But
you're a Nazi
thanks again,
racist?
Everybody. It's been great. And
right.
You know, we're just going to fade out with this.